It is a joy to be back with you again.
Indeed it is, and well, we're still here, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That's really all I had to say. I'm glad to be anywhere, especially here, and I'm glad you're on board with us here. I'm wondering how you will address this issue tonight at 7:15 on your program, Let the Bible Speak.
Well, one of the things we're doing is inviting those who have been deceived to come back and take a fresh look at Scripture. Secondly, they have been proclaiming that Christ was coming on the 21st. Well, that is wrong. And if you know that it's wrong, as we have to do with all of our sins, let's confess that as sin. Let's confess that we made a mistake. And let's come to Christ for forgiveness. And again, come back with a fresh look at Scripture and put away the teaching of Mr. Camping. That is our invitation, especially to those who have been caught up in this deception. We want the people to indeed repent of their error. The church does want the people to come back into the fold if they will indeed jettison the things that were taught by Mr. Camping. And so that will be the main thrust of our message in the few days here after May the 21st. We want men to consider their ways, come back for forgiveness to the Lord, and then come back and rejoin the Church of Christ and help us as we're laboring for the glory of Christ.
Well, in just a few minutes, we'll be praying for Mr. Camping. I think we need to. I will pray that God will change his heart and open his mind to what the Word of God says about the return of Jesus Christ, and indeed he'll be prepared, as we all need to be, for that hour, whenever it may be.
That's right. Christ is coming, and that is the thing that we have to be ready for. And the sad thing is, after someone has predicted the date, believers themselves, many lose heart. Is Christ coming? Well, he is coming. And Peter said that as that day would approach, in 2 Peter chapter 3, there would be mockers who would say, where's the promise of his coming? Well, there are mockers today who are saying, where's the promise of his coming? And because the 21st was not the date, we're seeing that they're using that against the church. But having said that, Christ is still coming. There have been mockers ever since the early church, so that doesn't affect, in one sense, the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's still going to apply the Word of God to the hearts of men. But we would invite others to come and take a look at the Word of God. The Word of God is clear. Christ is coming. We don't know the day and the hour, but when that day arrives, it's going to be a glorious day for the people of God.
Amen. I want to thank you personally for being bold and faithful in coming against this, which so many people kind of stepped around, yours truly included, from the very beginning, and for making sure that more were not deceived by the notion that the world was to end on May 21st. I'm glad we're still here. I'm glad you're here. I look forward to the program tonight at 7:15 and every Sunday at 1 p.m. here on WFIL. It's called Let the Bible Speak. And Dr. Mark Allison, good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. It's been a joy to be with you.